This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Lebanon's prime minister announced his government's resignation Monday, saying a huge explosion that devastated the capital and stirred public outrage was the result of endemic corruption. The collapse of Hassan Diab's government looked inevitable after a string of resignations and a cabinet meeting during which several cabinet members made it clear they would also quit. Last week's blast at a port warehouse of ammonium nitrate killed at least 163 people, injured more than 6,000, and destroyed swaths of the Mediterranean capital, compounding months of political and economic meltdown. In a televised address, the prime minister said he backed calls by ordinary Lebanese for those responsible for, quote, this crime, end quote, to be put on trial. Residents and volunteers are still clearing the debris 6 days after the enormous chemical blast. This as world leaders and international organizations say that $300 million pledged to rebuild Lebanon's shattered capital will come only with the reforms demanded by protesters. Over 30 participants to an international teleconference offered emergency humanitarian aid and pledged help for a, quote, credible and independent, end quote, investigation into last week's explosion. Belarusian police clashed with protesters in Minsk for the second evening in a row Monday, after President Alexander Lukashenko won a landslide victory in a contested election. This according to a Reuters witness. Police were seen dragging protesters out of a crowd and beating them with police sticks. Separately, the head of the Belarusian State Security Service said it had prevented an attempt on the life of Lukashenko's main opponent, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, according to a TV channel. Canadian officials said today the country is deeply concerned by the police crackdown. This is VOA News.